when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world. There's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get from the Google Play Store as well as for all Apple products by going to wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E. Thank you to everyone that's downloaded it, listening on wakeupcalldt.com, and listening on iTunes Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora free podcast. It is an honor and a privilege to have back on the show Mr. Mo Neal, who has decided that Syracuse over Wake Forest was the best fit for him going into early August, making this decision, obviously with one more season to play. He's an incoming 2016 freshman when it comes down to college football. Forest View High School, playing for the Jaguars, has one more season left there with them in Gastonia, North Carolina, and now he's here with me to talk about saying yes to Syracuse, that upcoming season, and so much more. Mo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Mo, and you know, you and I talked about it off the air, you know, a little bit of a famous guy in the last couple of days. I know that you had scheduled 1 p.m. Eastern time to be your decision on August 1st, so I got to ask, what was the delay in coming out to make the decision? What kind of kept you back a little bit?
I wanted everybody to be there. A couple of stragglers was coming in late, so I said, I wouldn't mind, just pushing it back a little bit, so it wasn't no delay in, the choice of school and nothing like that. People coming in a little bit late, and had a pretty good little crowd, so everybody got to see me, so it was a good little setup and everything.
Is that what you envisioned it to be? Did you always, when you had this vision and this dream of playing college football growing up, did you always want to kind of do it like this, where you could have a little ceremony, or is this something that kind of just came to your mind recently?
Yes, sir. I always wanted to have a little ceremony. And like you said, this is like I've been blessed, so my family and friends can see me, gave a good little speech, thank everybody, been in my corner. So I think that they felt good about that, and just people that have watched me grow up over the years, they're seeing me pick a college. I think that was a great feeling for me and my family. So all in all, just a great experience, just blessed.
When you bring up those that have always been there for you, who's on that list? I know we've talked about some love that you've had around you, some support that you've had around you, but to look back on it and to go into it a little bit more, who are those people you've really been able to lean on?
Well, first of all, just mom and dad, they always been there for me since day one. They always had my back no matter what. Mr. Washington team. He played a big part in my college recruiting success. Without him, I probably wouldn't have the offers and stuff I got now. Him put me in the right situations with these camps and stuff like that. Get me on visit and everything. He paved the way for a lot of us. Like me, my Washington Junior, Christian Cologne, a lot of those other kids out there called the North Carolina Carry. He has helped a lot. So, but you don't get the credit he deserves, but he's really a great guy, and he's helped a lot of us out. My speech trainer, Jermaine Stevenson, former North Carolina State player, played with the San Diego Chargers, and with the Colts. He helps me get better every year, been training me since I was a rising freshman. Makes me faster and quicker every year. I want to thank him. Thank the family and friends, people that's always been in my corner, helping my family out with long trips. When we didn't really have money like that, a few people pitched in, I really appreciate the support, and, just thank God that I got a good corner behind me, and a lot of people, want to see me do good, so that's just a few of the people, that
What can you say about the communities come around you, like you said, you know, Robert Washington Sr. and other people when, like you said, long trips that they pitched in and found a way to get you and your family where you needed to go. What can you say about having a community like that that not only says the words, Mo, we want you to be successful, we want you to do well, but then has the action behind it to say, you know, what can we do to help?
Just people having a good heart, and you know, I think they know that they get their blessing. They get their blessing one day, and you know, I just thank God. You know, people would do that because I mean, they don't have to. This is coming out of the kindness of their heart. Help me and my family out on trips and stuff like that. So you know, just feel great, you know, knowing that you got a community behind you. You know. Pushing you to get better, and so hopefully I don't disappoint, and you know, working hard, and hopefully I'm not making all this stuff go to waste. So you know, I feel like I made a good decision where I'm going. It'd be hard for a lot of people to get up to see me, you know, with being like 10 hours away. But you know, I'll be playing on ESPN some. Plus, you know, with a set you get ACC, I have a lot of games, you know, down here.
Robert Washington Sr., before we talk about your decision, what can you say about him? Because obviously that's somebody that, like you said, has been there for you. And his son's going to be coming to Syracuse as well. But what made that family, the Washington family, I know that you're close with them, what kind of built that from the beginning that you had that relationship with them?
You know, it's just one of those things. You know, we first met Robert, me and my dad first met Robert and Robert Jr., you know, at All-Star, Football Tech. It was like, yeah, it's called Football Tech Camp. You know, we air the kids out there to sign out for this All-Star team. And, you know, one of my friends I used to play Pop Warner with, he introduced us to Mr. Washington. And, you know, and then from that point on, man, it was just like a bond that, you know, that couldn't be broken from both families. You know, my family, their family. You know, hanging out stuff, you know, a pre-Washington senior and a pre-Washington junior, you know. I mean, it's, you know, it's just crazy, you know, how, you know, we just bonded, you know, legacy bond can be broken. And, you know, both families are blessed, you know, with me, my family, and then you got Robert Washington Jr. and pre-Washington Jr. doing big things. So, you know, it's a blessing from God, man. And, you know, I just think that, you know, I guess you could say, you know, the bond will never be broken. But I mean, that's just that home, you know, those families, you know, coming together and, you know, being as one.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisigApparel apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisigApparel apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. to look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
Dad, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun.
I know. Why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to. We're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk. You can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So you look at these families coming together, you and Robert both verbally committing to the Syracuse Orange for the incoming class of 2016, brings that family bond up north to Syracuse. We'll get into Robert Washington Jr. in a second here, but Mo, what made Syracuse separate itself from Wake Forest? What really did it for you when it comes down to those little pieces that were different between the two? What really made that Syracuse be the right fit over Wake Forest?
Both schools was great schools. Both schools, just education. Both got great coaching staffs. Over the top is, going up there. And I think this really bothered, with a few of the players. Down with AJ Long, the slot back there. A lot of those guys, they just felt like guys that I can see myself playing with. And hopefully, all those guys, as I talked to AJ, they want to win a championship someday, and hopefully, and I want to also. So hopefully with that being said, and hopefully keep getting better over the years and bring a championship to Syracuse, New York, restore that order that was once back in the day with Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little. Hopefully bring that era back to Syracuse.
How much of that weighed into your decision, wanting to bring back the era of greatness for Syracuse? Was that something that you looked into and then said, you know what, Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, Floyd Little, they all did phenomenal things. I want to be a part of creating a new chapter that puts Syracuse back in a higher favor like they were before. I mean, is that something that weighed into your decision?
Yes, sir. Being a part of that, that's a great tradition. With the running backs, that great running backs, Jim Brown, the first one, then Eddie Davis coming in, winning the Heisman Trophy. Then Floyd Little coming in, setting records and stuff like that. So, just feels great to be a part of that. And hopefully we can put Syracuse back where they belong. And I just wanted to be a part of a team. That's what you build in, because, not every school was once, a powerhouse, Alabama wasn't always good, Ohio State wasn't always good, every powerhouse still today, but, just with good recruiting classes, make kids want to be there, want to start doing good and stuff like that, so hopefully we can be the first class, and shock a lot of people, start getting people want to go here and get Syracuse back on top.
When you talk about getting people to want to go to Syracuse, how much did Robert Washington Jr. have, what was his point in your decision making? Did he really try and get you to come to Syracuse? Was it the conversation of him wanting you to, go up and see it, come over, make history with me? How much did he weigh into your decision?
As I tell everybody, a lot of people think, he had a heavy part in my decision of going there, but really, he got to do his best for you, and it just so happened that, me and Robert, we'll be going to the same school, a lot of people think it's coincidence, but, it's just, me and Robert never talked about, Syracuse really when I'm around him, he never tried to persuade me because he knows at the end of the day, I'm going to do his best for me. When I went up there to Syracuse, I just felt like, hey, it's a home. I got one of my great buddies coming. He's already coming, so couldn't go wrong with it. So, he's not really the main reason why I picked Syracuse. It's just a plus that he's there with me.
When you look at Syracuse and you said, hanging out with the guys that you got to hang out with, Irv Phillips, A.J. Long, being on campus, those are the things that really did it for you. What did you feel when you were on campus? Bring me through being there, putting on the number 21 jersey, taking pictures, being with the players, talking with the coaches. What were your emotions and your thoughts as you walked around Syracuse University?
Just thinking about just coming in and making a name for myself. Like I said, just trying to contribute and help the team win games. I think everybody's on the same page because I watched a little bit of the practice when I went up there. A lot of guys, upbeat, enthusiastic, and I just want to surround myself around those type of guys. They're great kids, that's what I was feeling, just walking around the campus, man, and I ate good.
Where'd you get to go?
I went to Varsity.
Okay.
Varsity wings and pizza and stuff like that. Just talking, I got an honor, I had an honor to wear Mr. Floyd's little jacket and, I had an honor to talk with Mr. Floyd Little and, just talking to him, man, that kind of just put that on the top, talking to me, about why he chose Syracuse in 1963, it's just crazy, great man, it's not every day you get to talk to a Hall of Famer, so, it's just, great vibes, talking with him, and, matter of fact, I'm supposed to be talking with him today, too, give him a phone call, let him know, he probably already knows, but, just talk to him for a little bit, it's just crazy, because, who gets to say, you know, they get the call to talk to the Hall of Fame or whatever like that. So, you know, it's just a great feeling, man, just surrounding your people. You know what I mean? Just surrounding yourself around good people. So, you know, I just felt like St. Jesus is a good place.
Floyd Little obviously wore the number 44. It's been talked about with Robert Washington Jr. It's been talked about, should they bring it back, should they not bring it back? What are they going to do with it? Syracuse unveils that they're going to have three statues built that are in the process of being built for Jim Brown, Ernie Davis, and Floyd Little. And in that moment of honoring the number 44, they decided to resurrect the number 44, put it back into the program. What's your thoughts on 44? Is it a number that you're thinking about wearing or would want to attain at some point in your career? Where do you kind of stand on that?
Well, how I stand on 44, like, you know, like what I think about it.
Yeah, what you think about it, and if it's just something that would interest you in wearing.
You know, I just think, you know, me bringing it back, you know, I guess, you know, Floyd and Jim Brown, and, you know, I guess they're cool with that.
It is now back in the program, so it can be worn at any time. If there's a committee that has to agree on the parameters of it and what's going to constitute a player wearing it, but now that it's officially back, it can be given to a player. At this team and you look at your future, we've talked about the players, we've talked about the history, we haven't talked about the coaches yet. What can you say about your relationship with the running back coach that you will have, DeAndre Smith, and where that is right now? When you look at the whole staff with Scott Schaefer, DeAndre Smith, what can you say about the feel that you get from them, or maybe some of the lasting things that one of them has said to you, even outside of those two coaches? Is there anything that kind of lasted on your mind that helped in your decision from the coaches?
Like that. Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Le Moyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Le Moyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's CamsPizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315 315- 472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
My mom believed that we could find a way from day one. She never gave up. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe isn't just about a drink. It's about bringing hope to a family. Now your family has a kitchen to call home. With breakfast, lunch, and dinner served daily, as well as signature tasty desserts, Yum Yum's is the best choice for the whole family. Whether you're gluten-free or not, Yum Yum's is the spot. Yum Yum's Gluten-Free Bakery and Cafe, 601 and a half West Mammalia Street in East Syracuse. Call 315-314-7542. That's 315-314-7542.
And before I let you go, Mo, when we look at the last two seasons that you've had, over 1,000 yards rushing each season, over 2,000 this past 2014-2015 season, as far as yards per carry, at least 6 yards per carry, if not more in the last two seasons. Receiving-wise, over 540 yards in the last two seasons each. 9 touchdowns one season, 10 touchdowns the other. 16 rushing touchdowns two seasons ago, 29 last season. And then add in the kickoff return yards and the punt return yards. And it's, I mean, on paper, it's an amazing feat, the things you've accomplished. When you look at those numbers and you look at everything that you have right now, what are the goals that you're setting for yourself, and how much of it is about you and how much of it is about Forest View in this final season? You've been known, as I said, to be a strong running back, to be able to catch out of the backfield, good on kickoff, good on punt return. What is the future for you? You're marked down as an athlete coming into Syracuse. What's the thought process right now? Where do you think you'll end up? Running back, wide receiver, H-back? How do you kind of view everything right now, knowing that you've been successful at all different positions? Phillips is somebody that you got to talk to. He's playing that H-back position, and he's had success in it as Syracuse kind of transitioned to opening it up last year a little bit. Now this offense is looking to open it up even more. What can you say about your conversations with Irv? Has he talked to you about being that guy that's sometimes a running back, sometimes the wide receiver, sometimes going out long, sometimes coming short? Has he talked to you about the fact that he's already kind of living the position?
Thing about it, they got two. Chris Finland, you know, with him talking to me, you know, saying that he loves the position, you know, me and him are, you know, are kind of, you know, the same type of football players, you know. We share the same game, you know. Just can't wait, you know. I'm excited.
Three final questions for you, Mo. These are all the most important ones, so I'm going to put you on the hot seat for a second if you're okay with that. So first and foremost, you made a verbal commitment to Syracuse. Some people's word is their bond, and that's the end of it. It's might as well write it on paper, because as soon as they tell you where they're going, that's it. Other people change their minds, may go somewhere else, may hear something better along the road. Where do you stand in your verbal commitment? Are you going to Syracuse in 2016? Is that a clear-cut thing to you? Second to last, when you look at the fan base of Syracuse, they've obviously come out and made edits for you, gotten in touch with you on social media, reached out to you. What do you want to say to Syracuse fans on the future with Mo Neal as part of this team? Lastly for you, Mo, and this is the most important question that I can ask you, in my opinion, at this time, is how you would describe yourself as a person, not just as a football player, not just as a student, but as a human being. What is your mission statement? Who is Mo Neal? I definitely appreciate that and can respect that, and I thank you for taking some time. I know that it means a lot when not only you care about yourself, but when you can reach out and think of other people, and like you said, show people that there's a way out. I think that that's one of the biggest things that anybody can respect somebody for, is looking outside themselves. So congratulations again. I appreciate you taking some time. I know you've been a busy guy. I know you got to get on that phone with Floyd Little and get in touch with him. And he's got a nicer jacket than I do right now. So, so get on the phone with him and do your thing. But thank you so much for being a part of the show, and I can't wait to have you back.
Yes, sir, no problem.